Chapter 23. Author's note, shut the fuck up, because you're just jealous because I got 10,000 reviews. Thanks for the raven for the help in telling me how to get the books, girl. Guy Rock, let's go shopping together. The door opened, and Professor Rumbridge and Cornelia Fudge stomped out angrily. Then Dumbledum and Then Dumbledum and Rumbridge saw us.
What?
Mister, where the beep are you doing?
Rumbridge shouted angrily. Dumbledore blared at her. Oh, she made a mistake, he corrupted her. She means hi, everybody, come in.
That's, like, genuinely funny, though.
Well, we all came in angrily. So did all the other students. I sat between Darkness and Draco and opposite Bloody Mary. Crabbe and Goyle started to make some morbid jokes. They both looked exactly like Vila Volo. How do you say that? I don't even know what the fuck that is. What the fuck is Vila Volo? What the fuck is that? Okay. Vila Valo? Valo? Oh, it's Finnish, so it's okay. Well, they didn't spell it right anyway, so I don't have to pronounce it right, do I? I ate some Count Chocula and drank some blood from a cup. Then I heard someone shooting angrily. I looked behind me. It was Vampire. He and Draco were shooting at each other.
Vampire! Draco, what the fuck? I asked.
You fucking busted!
Yelled Draco at Vampire.
That wasn't me doing the accent badly. That's just how it's written.
Oh no. Can I do this line?
I want to shit next!
No. Fuck.
Oh, this chapter's throwing a lot at me, you guys.
I want to shit next to her! One.
Ugh.
No, I do!
Shouted.
That's it. That's the whole thing.
No, she doesn't fucking like you, you son of a bitch!
Yelled Draco.
No, fuck you, motherfucker! She lays me, not you!
Shouted Vampire. And then, he jumped on Draco. No, not in that way, you perv. They started to fight and beat up each other. Dumbledore yelled at them, but they didn't stop. All of a sudden, a terrible man with red eyes and no nose flew in on his broomstick. He had no nose, and was wearing a gray robe. All the glass in the window he flew through fell apart. Brittany, that fucking prep, started to cry. Vampire and Draco stopped fighting. I stopped eating. Everyone gasped. The room fell silent. Voldemort.
What the fuck is this next sentence?
Enerby, Darth Valor said evilly in his raspy voice.
Thou hast failed your mission. Now I shall kill thou, and I shall kill Vampire as well. If thou dost not kill him before, then I shall kill Draco too.
Why is that the happiest I've ever been with my Voldemort voice? Why do I blow it on this fic? That's what I'm always trying to do when I do Voldemort is that voice.
It's like fucking rolling a nat 20 on like initiative or something. Then you roll twos the rest of the fucking game. Huh. Okay.
Please don't let me kill him, please,
I begged.
No, he laughed crudely. Kill him, or I shall kill him anyway.
Then he flew away, cackling. I burst into tears. Draco and Vampire came to contort me. Ooh. Suddenly my eyes rolled up, so they looked all cool and gothic. I had a vision where I saw some lighting flash, and then Voldemort coming to kill Draco, while Draco slit his wrists in a depressed way.
No!
I screamed sexily. Was that sexy, or should I do it again?
No!
How was that?
No! No. No.
Fuck me. Oh my god. No, I'm not gonna do it more. Cogs in the call.
I screamed sexily. Suddenly I locked up and stopped having the vision. Ebony! Ebony!
Oh wow, I thought it was misspelled just now because it's misspelled all the time anyway, and then that is actually how you spell it.
Ebony, Ebony, are you all right? Asked Draco in a worried voice.
Yeah, yeah,
I said sadly as I got up.
Everything's all right, Ebony, said Vampire, all sensitive.
No, it's not!
I shouted angrily. Tears of blood went down my face.
Oh my fucking god, what if I'm getting possessed like in Ring 2?
It's okay, girl, said Bloody Mary. Maybe you should ask Professor Sinister about what the visions mean, though.
Okay, Bic, I said sadly, and then we went.
Again, that's all for you, Sakiko. That's all for you. That's me attempting to do a fucking CH, all for you.
Ah. Chapter 24.
Author's note prep, stop Fleming to story, you're just jealous, so fuck you, okay, go to hell, 1-1 Raven fags, 2-4 shit.
No, it's not meant that way, so I'll read it anyway. 1-1 Raven fags, D4 help. 1-1 Raven fags.
God damn it.
Oh no.
Oh no. Oh shit. No. 1-1 Raven fags. 1-1 Raven fags 40 help.
Shit.
Konnichiwa, everybody come in, said Professor Sinister in Japanese. She smelled at me with her gothic black lipstick.
What? Oh, it's supposed to be smiled. Okay, well. She's the coolest fucking teacher ever. She had long, dead black hair with blood-red tips and What?
She had long, dead black hair with blood-red tips and red eyes. Her mom was a vampire. She's also half Japanese, so she speaks it in everything. She and Bloody Marie get along great. She's really young for a teacher. Today she was wearing a black leather top with red lace and a long gothic black ripped dress. We went inside the black classroom with pastors of Emily the Strong.
What?
We went inside the black classroom with pastors of Emily the Strong. I raised my hand. I was wearing some black nai polish with red pentagrams on it.
What is it, Ebony? She asked. Hey, I love your nail polish. Where'd you get it? Hot Topic.
Yeah, I answered. All the preps who didn't know what HT was gave me weird looks. I gave them the middle finger.
Well, let's talk to you about some things. When do you want to do it?
How about now? She asked. Okay, I said.
Wait. What? Okay, I know what it's supposed to be, but...
Why?
No, because she said it. I'm going to do it in the voice she fucking said.
Okay, class. Fucking dismissed everyone,
Professor Trevorley said, and she let everyone go.
Except for you, Brittany.
She pointed at Brittany and some other preps.
Please do the exercise.
Get it?
1 on page 3.
This is straight up supposed to be Trelawney, isn't it? Because she's talking to her about visions, right? I mean, look. This is the only time... No, wait. It keeps going back and forth. What? I'm really confused. Okay, if the line says sinister, I'm gonna do sinister voice. And if it doesn't, if it says Trevorley, I'm gonna do Trevorley voice.
Okay, I'm having lots of visions, I said in a worried voice. I'm so worried Draco is going to die. Well, she gave me a black crystal ball to lock in. I looked at it. What do you see? She asked. I said I see a black gothic skull and a pentagram. Suddenly, there was a knock at the door. I looked at it. It was Draco. He was looking really sexy, wearing a black leather facet. A black gothic Linkin Park t-shirt and black Congress shoes.
Oh my god! What is this?
Okay, you can go now. See you, cunt. Said Professor Sinister.
What? Because I know this isn't written by a British person, so it's not like... I don't know what she fucking is, Cad. I have no idea. I have no idea. Ugh. Yeah, I'm completely out of alcohol. We don't know who she was, Stormcrown. Like, to my knowledge, there's been a couple people that have claimed to be it, but without any proof, right? Like, I could be wrong. I haven't really looked into this in several years, but...
said Professor Sinister. Bye, bitch, I said, waving. I went to Draco, and Vampire was sitting next to him. We both followed Draco together, and I was so exhibited. Nope. Oh my god, it's Harry pocketed it! I found one that I can't do! Because I can do Harry pocketed it just fine. We both followed Draco together, and I was so exhibited.
Okay, I got it.
Chapter 25.
Author's note, stop flaming, okay? If you don't, then I'll tell Justin to bet you up. 1111, and I'll tell Alden Reds to put virtues in your computer. 1111111. Fuck you! Raven, thanks for the help, one.
I was so excited. I followed Draco, wondering if we were going to do it again. We went outside, and then we went into Draco's black car. I mean, what the fuck did Professor Trevorley say? Whispered Draco, potting his gothic wit hand with black nail polish on mine. She said she would tell me what the visions meant tomorrow, I grumbled in a sexy voice. He took out a heroin cabaret and spiked it, and gave it to me to spork.
What?
He started to fly the car into a tree. We went to the top of it. Draco put on some MCR.
What was that paragraph? Even apart from the car thing, he took out a heroin cabaret and spiked it and gave it to me to spork. That's what it says. I don't even know enough about heroin to know what that should be.
And all the things that you never ever told me, and all the smiles that are ever gonna haunt me,
sang Gerard's sexy voice. We started tilling... What? We started tiling of each other's clothes fervently. He took of my black thong and my black leather bar. I took of his black boxers. Then he put his throbbing you-know-what in my tool sexily.
Oh my fucking god! Draco! Draco!
I screamed, having an orgasm. We stated Frenching passively. Suddenly, I fell asleep. I started having a dream. In it, a black guy was shooting two gothic men with long black hair.
No, please don't fucking kill us, one!
They pleaded. But he just kept shooting them. He ran away in a red car.
What? No! Oh my fucking god! 1-1! 1-1!
I shouted in a scared voice. Ebony, what's wrong? Draco asked me as I woke up, opening my icy blue eyes. I started to cry, and tears of blood went down my face. I told Draco to call Vampire. He did it with his black Linkin Park mobile. But the worst thing...
Wait, was this written by a British person? What American would ever say mobile?
But the worst thing was who the people were who were shot in the dream where... Lucian and Sirius 111.
Okay. Stormcrown. How sure are you that you know who wrote this? Because no one in America would say mobile. But, like, everything else in this is fucking American as shit. Because I know one of the people that was, like, interviewed and stuff, it turned out it was a publicity stunt for their own writing career.